Amen. Well, it's an honor to bring the word to you tonight. Let's pray over this tonight and ask the Lord to have his way. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you so much for the bread that it is to our lives and that it is meant to change us. It is meant to challenge us. And God, tonight we just pray that as your voice is heard and as your word goes forth, that you would just speak into our lives, that you would be honored and glorified, and that we would leave here tonight serving you with greater purpose and a greater strength, God. We love you, we bless you, we honor you, God, and we seek to draw closer to you tonight, Lord, even closer than we ever have before, and we pray that you would just spark the fire, that you would cause Holy Spirit desires to be planted within every single one of us, oh Lord, that God, our hearts would look to you, that our minds would look to you, that our entire lives would look to you tonight, God. We lay our lives before you, and we say, would you come and do what you want to do tonight? In your name we pray, amen. Amen. Well, our title tonight is The Waiting Room. My family just returned from a vacation to Disneyland, where we spent a significant amount of time waiting in lines for rides that last about 60 seconds or so. And you know, it's interesting standing in line with many, many people of all ages for anywhere from 45 to 90 minutes for a ride. And you really begin to notice how people respond to waiting, how they choose to pass the time. It's not always easy to be patient and to stay calm and to be joyful in these situations. As sometimes the sun is beating down on you, and there are some infants and some really young toddlers who start to get tired, who start to get hungry. And because of this, it creates a chain reaction where they start to complain, where they start to whine a little bit, where they start to get a little bit upset, where some tears start to flow, and they start to provoke their sibling and fighting with one another. In the excitement of waiting for the ride, it's not always easy to be patient and to be calm in this. It can be difficult in these moments. There are challenges during the wait. And then, as you have waited for this ride for 60 minutes or 90 minutes, there is another group of people who enter a separate line. And they bypass all these people who have been waiting. And they get to go on the ride almost immediately with almost no wait because they have what is known as fast passes. Yes, I hear you. Some of you are familiar with this system. So now all these people who have been waiting in this line experience another emotion that is challenging to them, and that is jealousy. Are you starting to see the spiritual parallels here? Why do they get to have the reward without waiting? It might not seem fair. We had a great time. It was wonderful, great. Character building experiences is what it is. In the natural, God calls us to wait. There are lots of things that we wait for, and probably on a daily basis, we all find ourselves waiting at some point, waiting in a line or waiting on somebody else. We're at the bank, we're at the gas station, in traffic. Perhaps we're waiting on our children to finish their morning or evening routines. And you know, our children spend most of their childhood waiting to get older. My youngest daughter, it's her birthday today, and she turned 7. And she has waited all year long for this day. She has been waiting expectantly for this day. And I don't know about your kids, but the day after my children's birthday celebrations, they then spend the next 364 days of the year waiting for their next birthday. I'm not sure at what age we stopped waiting for our next birthday, but they have not arrived at that place yet. There are lots of areas in which we are called to wait in the natural. At every stage we find ourselves, we are called to wait. But I'd like to say this tonight, that we can miss opportunities and what God wants to do in and through us if we are always impatient to get to the next stage. We will find ourselves in lots of waiting rooms, seasons of waiting. And how are we called to wait during these times? In the spiritual, we wait for a lot of things as well, don't we? We wait for our prayers to be answered. We wait to hear the voice of God. We wait for a building to be paid off. We wait for more ministry workers to come alongside to strengthen the work of the Lord. We wait in expectation and with great desperation for the revival of God to come, for people to get saved and become awakened to the heart and holiness of God. And the Lord talks about the importance of waiting upon Him. He promises comfort during our waiting. He gives us the tools to help us to be strengthened and encouraged during our waiting. And He also admonishes us in how to respond when the waiting season has come to an end and we have finally heard His voice and we finally received His plan for our lives. Our main passage of Scripture tonight, if you have your Bibles, you can open up to Isaiah chapter 40. We're going to start in verse 21. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. Verse 26, lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. Who brings out their host by number? He calls them all by name. By the greatness of His might and the strength of His power, not one is missing. So why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'd like to encourage us tonight from these verses on God's instructions regarding the waiting rooms of our lives. Number one tonight is discern your surroundings. As we are waiting in the doctor's office, in the hospital, as we are waiting on a job, as we are waiting to meet the one we're going to marry, for finances, for salvation, for addictions to break, for spiritual breakthrough to come, it is important that we examine and discern our surroundings. In the natural waiting rooms, there can be lots of distractions that can hinder us from hearing God's voice for our situation. Usually a TV is nearby and turned on. There are lots of magazines and reading materials. Perhaps there are other people nearby who are offering well-meaning advice for your situation. We need to be those who recognize and discern any possible distractions from hearing God's voice. In Proverbs 17, verse 24, it says, a discerning person keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. A person who is discerning keeps wisdom in front of them, has their eyes opened, their spirits attuned, their ears open to God's wisdom. He says, keep my wisdom, keep my ways and my word in front of you at all times. This is what a discerning life looks like. This word discern, it requires us to examine, to recognize, and to perceive. And as we wait upon the Lord to provide, to guide, to teach, to lead, to speak, we must be aware of what is happening within our hearts and within our minds during these moments. Verses 21 to 22, have you not known? Have you not heard? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain or a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. The NIV in verses 27 to 28, it says, why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know the Lord is the everlasting God, and He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom? as we wait. It is too easy to give in to the fear or the distrust that God is listening, that God is moving even when he seems silent. We need to be those who are able to discern any negative thoughts, any words, the fear for what they are. When we begin to be guided by fear and worry, when complaining and negative words are spoken, these are really a product of our mistrust in God. Trusting God in our seasons of waiting, being faithful to him and remaining steadfast in him, it requires a deep faith and a deep trust that cannot be shaken in the God who is able, and the God who is everlasting, and the God who is powerful, and the God who is listening, the God who is moving. Even if it's not how we want him to move, he is still moving. May we be encouraged and reminded from God's word that he is worthy of our trust. Even when he seems silent, isn't it true? And has he not proclaimed to us, and has he not promised us that his ways are higher than our ways? That his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Your way tonight is not hidden from him. Your cause tonight is not disregarded by your God. It is he who stretches out the heavens like a canopy above us. His very presence from heaven, it stretches out over our lives. It stretches out over our hearts, over our homes and families. His very presence from heaven, it stretches out over his church, over our city, over every bit of darkness, over our nation. What a powerful picture and a promise for us tonight. He calls us to recognize the heat, the pressure, the temptations, the other voices that are around us for what they are, distractions from his voice. Verse 26 and 28, lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all of these? He who brings out the starry host, each star, one by one, and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Not one of you are missing tonight. The everlasting God neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Number two, strengthen the cords. Strengthen the cords. So what are we doing while we are waiting is really the question for each of us. Is our confession negative or on the Lord? Verses 29 to 31, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, those who are not strong in the Lord. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Our mandate in our waiting seasons is to wait upon the Lord. And you know, waiting upon the Lord is not defined as waiting until we receive what we want. This is not what this means, but it is about allowing the Lord to work within us, to shape us, to move us to where he wants us to be, to who he wants us to be. And this word wait, perhaps you're familiar with this, but it comes from the Hebrew word kava. And there is deep, significant spiritual meaning for us from this one word. The Lord meant that to wait upon him, it means to look for him eagerly, to expect, to lie in wait for. And it also means to bind together as the cords of a rope are twisted and bound together. It means to be strong, just as strength is required to twist and bind the cord ropes together. And God uses this imagery of binding cords together for a reason. He is admonishing us that as we wait upon him, we must bind ourselves in with him. We are to twist, literally, our hearts and our minds around his very presence. We are to twist our minds and our hearts, our entire lives around the truth and the power of his word. This is what it means to bind ourselves in with the Lord. So as we wait upon the Lord, we are to bind ourselves in with him. This act of twisting and binding in with him, it requires a strength. a strength that only comes through prayer, worship, and reading the Word of God. The cords of our lives, they represent our faithful prayers. They represent our fervent worship. They represent the consistent study and meditating upon God's Word. And He calls to us and He says, in your season of waiting, we must wait upon Him, allow Him to shape you so that you can be ready for His voice. We must be those who wait with eager expectation, who wait with trust, who twist and bind our hearts and our minds in with Him through prayer, worship, and the reading of His Word. And as you tie and you bind yourself in with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you will overcome your fear. You will overcome every worry, every weight that is upon you, every anxiety. As you bind and you twist your life in with the Godhead tonight, with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He is your power. Greater is He who is in us than he that is in the world, and we will be overcomers when we do this. They that wait upon the Lord, those who strengthen the cords of prayer, worship, and the studying of His Word, these people, their strength will be renewed. These people who do this, they will mount up as wings of an eagle, and they will soar. They will walk. They will run in the purposes of God for their life because their trust will be strengthened. Their faith will be strengthened. There will be no question, God, are you listening? God, do you understand what's happening in my life? But as we put our faith in Him and we actively twist and bind our lives when we're in with Him, we will soar. We will run. We will walk in His purposes. To mount up as wings of an eagle, it requires an action. It means to ascend. It means to leave the things of the world and to not look back. God says that you will mount up as wings of an eagle, that as we ascend and as we rise to Him, that we would leave the things that so easily entangle us, that we would depart the things of the world, the things that weigh us down, that we would rise to Him. He wants us to leave these things behind. He wants to cause our hearts and our minds to be one with Him so that His purposes can be made known, that we can rise up towards Him and receive His strength. As we wait upon Him, our focus and our desires will be united with His. Our strength will increase. Our lamps will be supplied with fresh oil. We will have strength to labor. We will have strength to resist. We will have strength to wrestle, and we will have strength to bear. So no matter what the day brings you, no matter what the hours bring you, we will have strength for anything that comes our way. We must be spiritually productive in the waiting rooms of our lives. What is the condition of your cords tonight? What is the condition of your heart and your mind in your waiting room? May we be committed and faithful to His house. May we be used of God in great ways as we wait. To wait does not mean to be silent. To wait does not mean to sit still, to sit back and just see what's going to happen. To wait does not mean that we wait until we have received what we want. To wait does not mean to give up hope. It is an action word, and we are meant to be united with His desires and strengthened in the Lord. Do not miss the blessings while you are waiting. Do not miss the lessons. Do not miss the seeds of truth that He wants to impart to you. Do not miss the opportunities and the people that are in your life, that are in this house, that are in your homes, that God wants you to reach out to, that God wants you to bless, that God wants to use you for. There are great purposes upon our lives as we wait. Tie yourself in with the Lord. Be changed and be used of Him. He will strengthen us and renew our hope. And number three tonight, the final thing is rise up, receive, and respond to the word of the Lord. Verses 29 and 31, He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Do you know the Lord? is saying to us in these verses, in this meaning of the word wait upon him, that if we will tie ourselves in with him during our waiting, we will be ready for his voice. We will be ready for his plan. No matter what the outcome is, no matter how long it takes for him to speak, no matter how long it takes for his provision to come, no matter how long it takes for us to know what his plan is and to know how he wants to guide and to lead us, even if it isn't what we expected, even if it isn't what we at first wanted, he says, if we will strengthen our cords, we will then be ready to receive his word and to respond to it. Jesus is a powerful example to us of one who did the will of his Father. His greatest desire, his greatest purpose and plan in his life was to glorify his Father, was to do his will, not what he wanted. And he had to desire after his Father's will in order to be successful in this. He had to pray and ask what the Lord's will was. He had to be ready for whatever that looked like. He had to receive and respond to his Father's will. John 6:38, for I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. May we be those who, after we have strengthened our cords, when the word of the Lord comes to us, no matter what it is, that we stand up, we rise up, we say, yes, Lord, and we honor him for his will to be done, for his glory. May we be those who prepare ourselves for God's will, who prepare ourselves to hear his voice, to receive of his word, to be ready for whatever that looks like in our lives. Hebrews 13, verses 20 to 21. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. When we discern our surroundings, when we strengthen the cords, and when God speaks, may we be those whose hearts and spirits rise up, whose hearts and minds stand at attention and receive the verdict, who are ready for whatever the will and for whatever the purposes of God is for our lives, so that we can receive his plan, so that we can receive his timing, so that we can receive his provision and respond to his word, trusting and obeying in his plan. Jeremiah 29:11-13 in the Amplified Version. For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call on me and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear your voice and I will listen to you. Then with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity. And you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Are you thankful tonight that we serve a God whose ways and thoughts are higher than our ways? God already has a plan. He knows. And his plan is better than ours. And even though we may not understand that, we serve a God who loves us, who has the best interests for us in our lives. And he's looking for people who will glorify him, who will honor him, who will say yes to whatever that looks like. Our very breath, our very lives, our todays and every tomorrow are in the hands of our God. You have not been forgotten. Your cause has not been dismissed by your God. You are likened to each star that he places in the heavens. He calls every one of them by name, and he sets them in their specific place to shine for his glory. He stretches out the heavens. He stretches out the heavens of his presence, of his glory as a canopy over our lives. And he is watching. He is protecting. He is guarding. He is moving if we will wait upon him. And as we close tonight, you may be here and you may find yourself in a waiting room or season of your life. Can you examine and discern any possible distractions that may be causing you to not hear the voice of the Lord? distractions or a mistrust that may be feeding your fear and anxiety. You may be waiting on God's plan tonight. You may be waiting to hear how he plans to get you through this season. Be nice if he showed that to us once in a while. But his timing is perfect. His plan is perfect. What is the future going to look like for you? Do you know, I believe God would want to encourage us tonight that God himself spends time waiting upon us as well. God waits for his children to trust him. God waits for our faithfulness. He waits for us to unite our desires with his desires. He waits for our righteousness and our holy living to break the powers of darkness around us. And so when we are waiting for the doctor's results and for the treatment to work, when we are waiting to grow up and finish school, when we are waiting for the finances to come and pay the bills, when we are waiting for a job or for a better job to come along, when we are waiting for our children to surrender their characters and their will to the will of the Lord, when we are waiting for the salvation of the Lord, for his increase and his blessing, when we are waiting for his voice to guide us, when we are waiting for our desperate prayers and our pleas to reach his ears and for his breakthrough to come, may we understand and be reminded tonight that God is waiting on us to tie ourselves in with him. He is waiting for us to arise and say, God, whatever you want. God, let my life be an example of what it means to live a life for your glory and your glory alone. He waits for that. He wants us to see what he sees. He's looking for us to receive his will with absolute trust. Verses 26 to 31, lift up your eyes and look to the heavens, who created all of these. He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each one of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. God neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. And he gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. He stretches out the heavens tonight as a canopy over our entire beings, over our church, over our cities, over our nation. Can you visualize that tonight? Are you resting under the canopy of his protection? In his perfect will for your life. Our spiritual waiting room, I would encourage us with this tonight, that our spiritual waiting room needs to be the throne room. And it should reflect the throne room of heaven as described in Revelation chapter 4. God Almighty sits upon the throne, it says, and there are ministering angels who day and night, they never stop giving glory to the Lord. Day and night, they are worshiping God, continually declaring, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. To him be the glory forever and ever. If in our waiting room we purposed to run to the throne room and wait upon the Lord as he admonishes us to do, we would be strengthened. We would soar to the heavenly places of his presence. If we continually declared in our waiting rooms, holy, 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 to him be the glory forever and ever, church, we would be ready for his will. We would be ready for his plan. Worshiping angels and ministers continually worship the Lord. And he stretches the heavens as a canopy over our lives where these worshiping angels and these ministers continually give thanks and glory unto the Lord day and night. And you might say, but Lord, my finances are so tight. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. But Lord, I can't bear it anymore. The weight, the sickness, the trial, the not knowing, it's too heavy for me. I cannot bear it anymore. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And as you pray and as you worship, strengthening the cords and binding yourself in with the Lord. May our prayers and our worship rise as incense to heaven, declaring, Lord, I seek to do your will. May you be glorified as I wait upon you. May you be glorified in whatever the future looks like, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. May we be encouraged from his word to discern, to work and strengthen the cords. And when his voice speaks, will you stand up? Will you stand at attention before your God? Will you rise up and receive his will? Will you trust in him? Will you seek to do his will that he may be glorified in whatever that looks like? Psalm 115, verse 1, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your loving kindness, because of your truth and your faithfulness. The faithfulness of our God, it never changes. He never changes. In every season of our lives, to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 Well, let's worship the Lord tonight. The altars are always open. If you have need for prayer for anything, we would love to pray with you. If you are here tonight and you do not know the Lord, we'd love to speak with you about that. Let's spend a couple of moments waiting on the Lord, tying ourselves in with him afresh, asking for his glory to be done, for his will to be done in our lives tonight.